Last month, Razan Abu Salha, Yusor Abu Salha, and Dia Barakat were shot and killed in their home in Chapel Hill. Dia and Yusor were preparing to be dentists and felt called to help Syrian refugees. Chapel Hill poet Will McInerney is traveling in the Middle East, documenting the work of the Syrian American Medical Society. He sent us this postcard. It's part of a project called Stories with a Heartbeat.
I've talked to a lot of Dia's friends over the past couple of weeks. And if there's one thing they remember, it's his smile. Big, possibly the biggest you've ever seen, with bright white teeth befitting his desire to become a dentist. In Rahanli, Turkey, where I was last week, that smile is memorialized above the entrance to a dental clinic that sits about 5 miles from the Syrian border. A couple of weeks after Yusor, Dia, and Razan died, people here decided to name the clinic in their honor. In the front entrance, there's a heart taped to the wall. In white Arabic script, it says, "We will not forget you." In life, Dia and Yusor were connected to this place. Both were active supporters of the Syrian American Medical Society. That's the group I'm working for on this trip. Just before he died, Dia had an online fundraising campaign underway. Since his death, this video he made has been seen thousands of times.
This summer, I'm embarking on a trip to Turkey with 10 dentists to help Syrian refugee students in need of urgent dental care. We'll be doing extractions, fillings, root canals, and oral hygiene instruction to those most in need.
Dia had hoped to raise $20,000 to fund a volunteer trip here this summer. The campaign has since generated more than $500,000 and is funding this bustling new clinic at the Al-Salam School. People here tell me the dental needs for Syrians in Turkey are overwhelming. As the conflict enters its fifth year, the estimated 1.5 million Syrian refugees in Turkey desperately need more dentists, more supplies, and more clinics. You know, most kids are afraid of the dentist, he says. Dr. Mohammed sees about 30 kids a day, including the one in his chair now. She has fidgeting fingers and pink princess sneakers. She has 4 cavities, so she's been coming and going a lot. We have become really good friends, he says. Many kids come by the dental clinic just to say hi, just for a handshake or a high five. Dr. Mohammed tells me a lot of kids here have lost family members, have lost a mother, a father, have lost both. More than anything, they need love. They need to feel that someone cares about them, he says. Above the dental chair, there's a picture of Dia, Yusor, and Razan, all smiling. I ask him how he feels working below it each day. He looks up and admits, "Me personally, I'm just always smiling." About 100 miles away, in an equally turbulent spot along the Syrian border, sits a similar dental clinic in Kilis. About this time last year, Yusor Abu Salha traveled from her home in North Carolina to volunteer here. Dr. Katan is the dentist on duty today. Like his patients, he too is a refugee from Syria. May God have mercy on her soul. We would never forget Yusor. She was a lover of kindness, he said. Dr. Katan tells me Yusor brought tons of supplies with her last year, and the clinic has been giving them out to kids ever since. He still has some left. This morning, I gave a toothbrush and some toothpaste to a little girl, and I told her, "Make a prayer for the person who brought these," he said. In addition to the toothbrushes, Yusor left behind a handmade sign with cartoon drawings showing how to brush your teeth. It's still taped to the wall here. For WUNC, I'm Will McInerney.
Will McInerney is a poet from Chapel Hill, He's in the Middle East this month as part of his ongoing project, Stories with a Heartbeat.